Right, questions. I can't build a high senior PhD course, blah, you're the man, blah, blah, blah. I can't build a very interesting Instagram. What should I do? Well, you need to build an interesting one, but you don't need to have that many pictures. If you were to take one day out of your life and get a good camera and put on some good clothes and take 4 or 5 good pictures, that's enough. Put them at the top. And even if a girl ever says to you, oh, you don't have much on Instagram, just say, yeah, I don't use social media very much. It's not really my thing. And if she tries to shit test you, she'll say, well, why'd you message me then? So, oh, I thought you were beautiful, so I thought I'd message you. But I don't, it doesn't mean I have to post on Instagram all the time. Just play it off. Like, I'm a cool cat. I'm not an Instagram dude. You know, I'm just a Mr. Normal dude. I'm not a fucking Mr. Show Off. So you haven't got to have, like me, pages and pages of supercars. You just need to have 4 or 5 good pictures. If you can't find 4 or 5 good pictures, well, there's something wrong with you. It ain't that hard. I'm sure you've been on holiday once in your life. Take some good pictures on the beach. Done. Get a picture of you in the gym. Get it from far away so you look muscly or some shit. It ain't that difficult. Make it happen. I shouldn't have explained this to you. Like, this is common sense stuff. Don't be stupid. 5 or 6 good pictures, you can make it happen. Next, do you answer texts whenever you want, or do you have rules for when you respond? I answer texts in real time. I don't believe in making girls wait. Message me, I message back. If they start making you wait, well, then it's different. Then you're gonna have to, you know, return the favor or FDB them or whatever. But if a girl's messaging me, yeah, message them. What the fuck is normal? A lot of these little dominance tricks that people are taught, make her wait and all this bullshit, are just trying to feign dominance. If you have genuine dominance, you don't need to do that. You message me, I message you, everything's fine, da-da-da, yeah, let's go for coffee, okay, yeah, I'll message you later, da-da-da. Everything's normal. There's no need for any of those things. If I have a girl who ignores me every time I message her, and then eventually decides to message me, well then, yeah, I'm gonna take my time on her. If she does message me first, I will reply, but I'll probably wait the same amount of time she made me wait. But in general, no. Do you have a call to set up dates? This is actually interesting. What I do when I'm texting girls on WhatsApp is, Tower of Power, you're progressing. So you met her on the street or Tinder or Instagram, wherever. You got their WhatsApp, now you're WhatsApping them. After a day or even an hour, depending how long you've spoke to them of WhatsApping them, I go on to voice notes. Because voice notes are that little bit more personal because they get to hear your voice. So I'll move from texting into voice notes. It's that tiny bit upgrade of personality. I don't do phone calls. If you've seen my Tate Speech videos, I don't like phone calls. But I'll move into voice notes. The good thing about voice notes is, well, they don't have to answer it. If you call her, she might ignore the call. I'm busy or whatever. I'm driving. She'll ignore you. If you give her a voice note, she'll listen to it. So I actually do recommend after a little bit of texting to upgrade to voice notes. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Smoke a cigar. Drink a little bit of whiskey. Get your voice deep. Sound like a G. And send her some voice notes because, once again, it's that tiny bit more personal. And she might start sending them back to you. If she starts sending you voice notes back, 100% she wants to bang. 100%. So do I call to set up dates? No, I use voice notes, or I don't know. Sometimes I organize a date by text. It doesn't really matter. But in general, I use voice notes. That's just something that came to my mind that I haven't mentioned before. You can use voice notes. It's really good. Or send pictures. What you do, and she'll be like, oh, hey, how are you? Instead of just saying, I'm fine, you. I'll take a picture of my coffee. Picture, dang. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you? Just more, here's where I am. Here's who I am. Just to break the ice that little bit more to try and get her to agree to meet. All about the Tower of Power. Remember, progression at all times. So don't do it as soon as you get her number. Don't get her number and be like, hey, hi, how are you? Talk to her a little bit first. Don't be a weirdo. But after you spoke to her a little bit, then you can hit her with it. Next question. Tips for trying to close a deal once you got the girl alone at your place. Now, this is actually a really interesting question, because if the girls come to your place alone, she knows what's going down. Like, she's not stupid. Unless she's really stupid, she knows what's going down. So the only reason it's not going to happen is if she changes her mind, which might happen. She might change her mind. So you have to be prepared for that. But if a girl comes to my house... One second. Yo. Hello? This is why I don't do phone calls. I fucking hate phone calls. Hello? For fuck's sake. I don't do phone calls. Anyway. If a girl comes to your house, she wants to bang. So, she might change her mind. So, if a girl comes to my house, my routine is very simple. What I do is I go up to my cinema. You may not have a cinema, maybe TV. I put on a movie. I always put on a horror movie. Don't put on music. I've seen a lot of people go, oh, let's put on music. If you put on music and the girl's drinking and drunk, she wants to party, she wants to have fun, yay, she wants to stay up. You don't want her to stay up. You want her in bed. So after the club, if we come home, we got girls, and they come in, they go, let's put music on. I say, no, not music, put on a movie. Because I've noticed before, you start putting music on, you get a bottle of vodka out, it's another 3 hours of partying. It's just like, oh, please, just, I just want to bang. This is boring. So no music. You can't put on an action movie, it's the wrong vibe. You can't put on a rom-com, you're not gay. So it's got to be a horror movie. Horror movies, you're quiet during, you sit, you're quiet. Horror movie. So we come in, I put on a horror movie, offer a drink, get some wine, whatever, pour a couple glasses of wine. Usually I come downstairs to pour it. I usually pour her wine, I pour myself water. Because I don't like having sex when I'm super drunk. If I've been drinking all night in the club and then we go back, I don't want to be like getting really hammered, be sloppy. So by then I know what's going to happen. I just start drinking water, give them wine, whatever. Sit upstairs, I'll watch the movie for 5 to 6 minutes before I start to kiss her on the couch. That's it, because she doesn't give a fuck. She didn't come to my house to watch no movie. She ain't stupid. 5 to 6 minutes, we'll start kissing for a minute or so. I'll stand up, get her hand, and walk towards the bedroom. And she either follows me or she doesn't. She comes with me, she wants to bang. She goes, oh no, I can't. I say, oh, you want to watch a horror movie? Oh yeah, so you're not going to be scared. I make a joke out of it, I play it down. Well, not if you're here. I was like, all right, well, I'll watch it for a little bit. Sit down, more wine, kiss her again, then say, look, I'm going to bed. You want to go home or do you want to come to bed? Oh, I'm going to leave. Okay, no problem. Get a taxi. Bye. I'm playing games. The whole thing's about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I'm very clear with my intention. She ain't stupid. She's an adult. She came to my house at 4 a.m. The fuck we there to do? Play chess? Even though I'd enjoy that. None of these bitches are good enough. So no, we're not there to play chess. We're there to fuck. So that's basically it. I mean, I don't think it's difficult to close a deal. If they come to your house, then you should know what's going down, unless you're in the friend zone. If you're in the friend zone or some bullshit, then it's hard. Let me get some more wood for my fire. But if you're in the friend zone, hold that. If you're in the friend zone and you can't close the deal, and then you're asking me stupid questions. Because if you're in the friend zone, you fucked up already. You already haven't been doing the Tower of Power. You already haven't been doing your progression. And now you're asking me, well, how are you going to fuck your friends? Well, you can't. That's why the friend zone's so toxic. That's why you cut off your attention if they don't want to bang. But if you meet a girl, you get her number, you meet a girl on Instagram, you get her WhatsApp, you start WhatsApping her, then you start voice noting her, you agree to go for coffee, you go for coffee, you agree to go for dinner, you go for dinner. You say, come over, chill at mine, she comes over to chill. She knows what's going down. Now, maybe she may not want to fuck you the first night she comes over to chill. Maybe the first night she'll want to go home. Cool. But the second night she will. It's not a big rush. Just cool it. You don't want to come across needy. You don't want to come across desperate. So if a girl ever says to you, oh, no, not tonight, the instant answer is, yeah, all right, cool. You don't try. Do not be the guy like, oh, stay. It's super unattractive. It's super desperate. Never do that. If a girl goes to me, oh, I can't stay with you tonight, cool. And then they get pissed off that you don't care. It's like, well, it's a subtle form of FDB. What do you mean cool? I thought you'd come in her head. She's thinking, I came here thinking I was going to bang and I wasn't sure. And now I told him I don't want to bang and he doesn't give a fuck. Does he even like me? I'll flip it on him. Flip it on him. Like I told you in the first course. Get a taxi, come to mine. No, I'm going to go home. All right, cool. I'll get you a taxi. Instantly, bang. Flip it on them. Give them what they want and watch them lose their minds. So you don't try. Then maybe the second time you'll fuck her, whatever. But just be clear with your intention. And she's coming over for a reason, so it ain't that difficult.